Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. F-U-T. T. In view.
Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of foot goodness. We are Foot in Review. We guide you through all of the latest news and content regarding FIFA Ultimate Team, and of course as part of footcoaching.com we'll give you tactics, tips and all sorts of advice that we can bestow upon you to try and make your FIFA experience that little bit better. You are listening to season 3 episode 117. That's our 251st overall. It is Monday, March the 22nd. My name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. And I'm delighted to be joined by my partner in crime. He is the teddy bear. He is Grandpapa Mac. It's Chris. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. Not so bad. The little one is 4 weeks old tomorrow. And it feels like she's been here forever. That might be due to the lack of sleep, but I'm rolling with it. And other than that, I'm not so bad. Got a few bits and pieces done on FIFA. Been trying to grind out the championship milestones. Shane Long against Mbappe doesn't usually end well. But I'm one win away from ending that nightmare. How about yourself?
I'm feeling champion, mate. Feeling champion and full of fun, to be honest with you.
Excellent. Did you partake in the weekend league?
I did. I ended up at goal two. 17 wins, but I have to say most of the fun was doing objectives, and I think that's going to be my not going to spoil the end of the show, but I think that's going to be probably my weekend league coming up. I was going to do objectives. I give weekend league a miss, I think, this weekend coming for sure.
Okay, well, it's been 4 days since we last recorded. It was John and Aaron on Friday, so we've got a fair bit of content to catch up with. It started with an interesting pair of SBCs, actually. A couple of brothers who are soon to be retiring, Lars and Sven Bender. One's a right back, 88 rated. The other an 88 rated centre back. Sven's a centre back, and Lars is the right back. Chris, I've really liked the look of these two. I mean, they're both coming in at about 240k. Right back Lars in particular, with that pace, looking really tempting, and especially in a league that's not got too many right back options at the moment.
You took the words out of my mouth. I think the right back one probably is the one that you would probably do. I think he does look very, very good, for especially there. I mean, he will be up as a Mbabu. I think he might be Bundesliga, but that one, yeah, the 92 pace, that looks a good one. I kind of wish I'd stuck with my Bundesliga team at the very start. I started off there, and I wish I'd actually stayed there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a league that fluctuates. It goes from being really strong at times to it just starts to drift below the power curve, and then something will come back in to sort of prop it up again. I mean, both of them look nice. I mean, Sven is the centre back. He's no slouch. I think he's what, 81 pace. So, you know, perhaps you might say a little bit below when you've got the likes of Klosterman, who costs about the same money. The road to the final card, that is. But really nice stats, good defensive, good physical. You know, you stick a shadow on him, and he's a 94 rated centre back. So it's one of those scenarios. Would you consider doing both?
If I had a Bundesliga team, I would potentially do both. But I certainly would consider the right back option if I don't have, you know, like Zimbabwe or that. And I think that actually, to be fair, they're quite a good looking card to have in your team. You know, I think this year that EA's maybe slipped a little bit compared to last year's cards, but those ones look really good. They're quite nice.
Yeah, and you've got 12 days left to do it as well. I know a lot of people are holding packs back for the next promo, which looks like it's going to be Footbirth. They will come onto that a bit later. So if you have got fodder when you rip open those packs, it's nice to have a couple of really decent options to put them into. I think either of these two cards would do you well right through to Team of the Season. And speaking of cards that will deal and sort of nudge you through into Team of the Season, possibly even beyond in a couple of cases, we did have the third set of new icons, Chris, come out over the weekend, and there's one that John in particular will be eyeing up. Can you guess who it is?
Ian Wright?
You're absolutely wrong. Yes, the former Juve squad will get even better with Mr. Zambrotta. I'd say he's the pick, but there's two actually. Zambrotta and Claude Makélélé, both Prime Icon Moments cards released as Icon SBCs, both coming in at around about 1.15 million at the moment on console. And you mentioned as well, Prime Market Moments, Ian Wright, a fairly bargain, 455K as well. Out of the three, which are you most likely to do?
Oh, you do Zambrotta, I think, out of the three. I think Ian Wright, though, wins FIFA for the best picture, because that really is a cracking image. It's an absolutely amazing one. You know, he was a really good... Sorry.
I was going to say, depressingly, I remember that game.
All right.
Is when he broke the record for most Arsenal goals. I vividly remember watching it on Match of the Day. I couldn't have been much more than a 12, 13. But Wrighty, really, he's one of those players. It's just, he was a great striker back in his day. And it's just a shame that doesn't quite translate to these games.
No, you're right. But I think, you know, if you're going to do one of them, three, I think probably Zambrotta. I don't think you can ever see past Kante for that position as a CDM. Even though he's not very high rated this year, he's 89. I think Kante should always take that because he always just seems to be in the right place. But Zambrotta looks a really great right back. But we do have a lot of good right backs. But you potentially would play him at centre back as well, you know?
Yeah, he's a nice option because he sort of allow. You know, it's always nice having an icon in one of those slots. It just opens up a lot more possibilities. You know, you've got quite hard to link players like Diatta popping around who are quite popular. Zambrotta helps you sort of nudge one of those players in. So quite handy to have. He's got really nice stats, 92 pace, 90 defence, 88 physical. You know, again, the old cliche, stick a shadow on him and, you know, he's a 94 rated right back, 93 rated centre back as well, as you mentioned. So, you know, the defensive stats all get maxed out with the exception of heading accuracy, nice aggression and strength as well. He's, you know, it's absolutely fine. The only 4-star steals, 5-star weak foot as well. So he's a player that you can start at right back and then shunt over to left back as well, should you need to. The only pause for concern is with any of these SBCs, Chris, is that, again, it doesn't represent terrific value in terms of the cost. So it comes in about 1.15 million coins at the moment on console. On Xbox right now, you can buy him for 1.07. So that doesn't represent good value. But on the other hand, PlayStation, he's costing about 1.5 million. So it might be one of those where if you're a PlayStation player, you might be more tempted to do him.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say about, and I know that there seems to be a real fashion of putting right backs or left backs into the centre back position. I found that this weekend league that did struggle at corners, particularly Leroy Fair, for some reason, was jumping like a salmon and heading the ball in the back of the net. And Cannavaro, who is a centre-back, but quite a small one, and James, who I play at centre-back, they were struggled, and especially with Ronaldo as well. He just bullied them in the air. And I think, you know, 5'11" for Zambrotta, that may be something you might find start to struggle with as the game progresses and the players get slightly better with foot birthday and team of the season. But I think, you know, you're going to do for a 90 rated card, that's a really good card. Looks really good. And he's got good, as you say, his stats are amazing when you put a shadow on him.
Yeah, the only other thing that sort of counts against him in that centre back role is the work rates. High attacking, medium defensive work rate as well. So if you've ever used Sergio Ramos, you've got a good idea if he can slightly go a bit wandering. And especially if you play a high line, you can get caught a little bit. So probably not an ideal option. But again, if you play a three back, good little card. And again, I think it's just one of those where if you have an abundance of fodder after you open, this is a card that you're not going to regret. Yeah, you can chuck it into perhaps one of the, you know, prime mid packs, or if they release another prime or they probably won't release an icon moment, so I'm not going to get carried away. But, you know, you can buy a ticket in the raffle and let's be honest, you're probably not going to get an icon as good as him. So,
yeah.
Again, if you want to do the two. And, you know, Makalele, as you mentioned, very similar to Kante. Obviously, a bit better, and he gives you the luxury of being an icon and all those links. And, you know, Lord knows there's no shortage of French players to link him with as well. Three-star, you know, just solid player. Again, will do you fine. But, again, you look at it, and I just think if you wanted him, I'd probably just go out and buy him. Again, he's coming in a fraction under his market cost on Xbox and, you know, maybe a couple of hundred K beneath it on PS.
I think the worry is, isn't there, that there's maybe a big one around the corner or just at the start of team of the season. And that's a lot of players to put in, you know, and that's the concern. But if you get him now, you've probably got, what, 5, 6, maybe even 7 weeks before team of the season starts. You could have a bit of fun with them.
Yeah, just another good card. And again, yeah, if you have the fodder, maybe go for it. But like you say, I think there might be bigger cards on the horizon to save your fodder into. And as we mentioned, you know, touched on Ian Wright, 455K for a guaranteed Primeval Moments player. I think he actually, when you look at his stats, Chris, I think he might be a little bit underrated, Mr. Wright.
Yeah, again, I think it's a good card. And as I say, his image is absolutely stonking. But you just don't see many of them in the game, do you? I mean, 4-star weak foot, it's not too bad. But if you're going to go for somebody, surely you want a 5. You know, and but he's got good balance, decent pace. 91, 91, you know, he's put a hunter on him. I think he'd be pretty good. I just think you don't see many in the game. He's probably somebody who's not in fashion in the game, is he? Classed as the meta.
Yeah. I was reading through some of the footbin comments and reviews on him, and someone compared him quite favourably to Timo Werner.
Right. Okay.
In terms, and again, it's a sort of similar four, you know, 4-star, 3-star player. Those 3-star skills are going to put a lot of top players off immediately. But like you say, I mean, he's got, if you want someone just to bang the ball in the back of the net, you know, you can do a lot worse than somebody who, without any chemistry style at all, has got 91 composure, 96 finishing, 92 shot power, 95 positioning. As you say, that 91 acceleration, 91 sprint speed. So, you know, he's going to be in the right place. And if you get the ball to him, it's going to go in the back of the net.
I think the issue for me was I sometimes like the striker to maybe lay the ball off. And if you look at his passing, it's really low at 72. I don't actually remember him being that bad a player at that kind of thing. So I think that's the only thing that put me off him was his passing at 72. There's not short passing's 80 to be fair, but everything else is vision 75, you know, crossing 58, long passing 67. I realise he's an out-and-out goal scorer, but I think at this stage of the game, you maybe need a little bit extra, especially those packed defences, someone that can maybe just thread a pass through.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've used all of Fernando Torres' cards this year, used his prime quite extensively. And it, you know, he comes out a bit inferior to Fernando. And Fernando has that problem as well with his passing. It's just when you're trying to start a move in the middle of the pitch, maybe looking to ping a ball out wide, it's just not quite there. But again, it's one of those nice cards. I'll do the loan. It's one of those things because you could quite easily, again, with all of these icons, guys, do the loan. Really cheap and easy, and with all of the objectives and icon swaps, we could well easily see an all-Italian team again or an all-English team needed. So get these icons in the bank for you, and they'll do you well in all sorts of friendly modes as well, except for maybe Managerial Masterpiece, our favourite mode.
Favourite mode.
Speaking of trying to upgrade your team, there is the 85 times 5 upgrade is back. Usually a really nice, fun SBC to do, but of course, with no promo on right now, I wouldn't necessarily say go out of your way to do this one, Chris.
No, and I think the price as well at 207k for PlayStation or 100, just under 200 for the Xbox, which sounds okay. I mean, I suppose you're looking at, what, 40k a man. 85, but you know, if you don't get something decent, you know, you can probably pick up 85s at the moment on the PlayStation for around about 20k, so you could lose half your coins there. So certainly if you're going to do it, but keep it for Friday, hopefully when Foot Birthday comes out. I think that's what I would suggest doing it, but I certainly won't be doing it. I just looked at the price and thought, nah, I think I'll keep this 200 coins, 200k back.
Yeah, 100% agreed. It's one that you do now and you save if you are absolutely going to do it. It's only got 2 days remaining, unfortunately, so you're not going to have the chance to get fresh supply, and fodder is still quite high with all these icons and SBC players around, so I can't see it changing that much price wise between now and expiry. But yeah, look, if you're a gambling man and you, again, old cliche, you got the fodder, why not? But yeah, please don't go out and buy players for this. It's not worth it. A couple of other SBCs have popped up as well. One for Ingvi, who is getting better by the day, I'm pleased to report. The Sakura set, Chris. Have you rushed out to do this one?
Well, actually, I was tempted because I love a pink kit. I'm currently rocking the one with the pig's face on it. Yeah, so I do love a pink kit, and I think at 4 bit K, actually, I would
don't tell Ingvar this, because I always see me slag him off when he says he's going to do them. But I would do that. I would probably do that one. And I might actually do it when I get a chance to. But it's a lovely looking kit.
Why not? And we've also had the return of the Serie A and MLS League SBCs. They're both back. Again, I can't tell if this is... I don't think it was an ultimate pack for Serie A last time. Yeah, it's an ultimate pack if you do it. It's coming in around about 200k to do the entire thing. MLS is coming in at 211k, and you only get a rare mega pack at the end of it. So, again, unfortunately, for whatever reason, EA have really nerfed the rewards and the packs you get for doing these teams on the way. But look, if you're someone that enjoys ripping open your bronze packs and wants to open packs for Foot Birthday, it's a couple of extra options for you there. We mentioned Foot Birthday. Oh, I should just say, just before we go on as well, a couple of other upgrade packs today. We had the return of the 81 plus double and the 83 plus upgrade. So again, lots of options for you if you have got low rated fodder and you do want to try and grind some players for these SBCs. Anyway,
sorry, Wimbo. I was just going to ask you. Just going to ask you. See the 81 plus double upgrade.
Yes.
So you know, two players there. Would you rather have the 81 plus double upgrade or an 81 player pick?
Oh, the pick. 100% the pick.
There's something about the pick that just makes it that little bit better, doesn't it? You know, it makes it a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why, but because you're getting two players for the same, almost the same price as you were getting the player pick. But the player pick just seems like really good fun.
It was paying out as well. Yeah. I did a lot of them and I got a lot of good fodder out of that one. Whereas I've done quite a lot of these 81 plus double upgrades, and it just, again, it's probably a psychological thing, but you just seem to constantly get packs of 82 players in there. And it's just such a deflating moment when you see that. The 83 plus upgrade, again, coming in at 15K at the moment. That's a lot for what, you know, 83s aren't exactly expensive at the moment. You can get some as low as about $2,000 at the moment. So again, you could take a hefty wallop on that. Both of them are here for the next 3 days. So you will get a chance to chuck your rivals and weekend league rewards in there. And again, I would suggest doing that. Don't go out and buy players for these right now, is my advice. Anyway, I did mention Foot Birthday coming up. At least that's what we think it's going to be, Chris. So, you know, you put a question out to our hearty members in our Discord.
Yes.
What did you ask them?
I asked them for a player they'd like to see on Friday. Non-meta, so you can't choose Mbappe, Neymar. And they were to tell us what the rating would be. And then I think with Foot Birthday, you always get one sort of upgrade on the weak foot or skill moves. So what they would like. So we've got some really good responses, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, let's go for it. What did you get?
Well, Lexinator, he wanted a Zlatan card. He was looking for a boost, the stats generally, and maybe upgrade his weak foot and skill move. But when you actually look at Zlatan, he has had one in form, which is 85. So probably would get about a 3 upgrade. We're going to go with that, if that's okay. So that'd take him to 88. But sorry, Lexney, I'm not quite sure how his 58 pace is going to get upgraded.
Well, he got that really nice summer heat card, didn't he?
Yes, it did. It was a really good card, wasn't it? But it'd be great to have, you know, a 7'2" Swede in the box for all these guys who play 5 at the back. You know, you can lump it in. He currently has, at the moment, 5-star, 4-star. So he probably got 5 and 5 if it's Foot Birthday. But I think, unfortunately, the pace just seems to hurt him. You know, he is 6'5", so he's a gigantic man. So he'd be quite good in the air, aggressive. I thought that was quite a really good shout for Lexinator.
Yeah, unfortunately for him as well, his tweets back end of last year about EA and FIFA using his likeness probably are going to rule him out as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so. I think so as well, unfortunately. And then, so John, as you probably imagine, he went with Juve. Can't get enough Juve players. He's looking for an Arthur, 89 central midfielder, 4-star, 4-star, he would like.
Like it. I've got his one to watch lurking somewhere in my club.
And then Nishant, of course, went Man United, but went with Fred. 85 rated, so Nishant wasn't looking for too much of an upgrade on him, with a 5-star weak foot and a 4-star skill moves. I think that would be a good fun card. He seems to have really, not the best of games the weekend there, but he seems to have really settled into Man United pretty well.
Yeah. Again, it was a card right that was better at the start of the game as well.
So I think that'd be a good one. Jurizek, he's went with a 4-star weak foot, 4-star, 5-star for Timo Werner. So maybe a meta player, but I think at the start of the game, he was a really good striker, wasn't he?
Still gives me nightmares. Him and Rodrigo from the first few weeks of this game.
I think it's a wee bit disappointing. I think he's had a disappointing season, hasn't he? To be fair, yeah. But maybe with Tuchel being back at Chelsea, or going to Chelsea, sorry, you might find that he starts to come onto a game. So Nurezek might get his wish. And then Shaq Attack is looking for 5-star, 5-star Mahrez. So a really sexy card, that one. That would be a great card. I mean, he is a good player in real life and in the game as well. He's really skillful and I think suffers a little bit from his weak foot, doesn't he? I think a 5-star, 5-star Mahrez would be giving you nightmares for a long time.
Yeah, I really regret not doing the headliners SBC, which is up to an 89 now, and that was 186k.
Oh,
should have done it. Should have done it.
And then Yngwie, he's asking for Gareth Bale, but a left back.
Interesting. Bit of a flashback almost.
Yep, yep. 90 rated he's asking for with a 5-star weak foot. I think a left-back Bale would be a really good card. Big, tall, strong. Could be a good card, that, in a good league as well.
Probably still wouldn't get in past Mendy, though, for most people.
No, but he's good if you ever want to play golf as well.
Yeah.
It's a good partner.
Comes with that celebration as a default.
And then NJ Downs is looking for Greenwood, back to Man United, double 5-star. Yeah. He had a good card last year at the end, didn't he? I think there was
Futures. Oh no, he got a road to the final as well, didn't he?
The final one. I think that was an objective card. I think
I think
card?
You're right. I think you might be right. It was that on SBC.
Yeah, and it was a really good card. So he's looking for, he said 99, but he says probably 85 you'll get with that, with 5-star, 5-star. Thor's has went with a 92 rated Heung-min Song, right midfielder striker. I think the striker would be absolutely dynamite. He'd be 5-star, 5-star, and he's actually put high, low work rates as well. Son is always one of those cards that if you see at the start of the game, then you know you're on a bit of a beating. I think
is again tricky.
Yeah, tricky. I think that would be 92 rated. I think that would be what, nearly 2 million probably.
Well, if you look at what Saka went for,
yeah,
Stars going for, well, it was certainly going for 2 million at one stage, if not more.
Yeah, so I think between Thor's and who else, I think, and Shaq Attack, I think their card would probably be the most expensive. 5-star, 5-star Mahrez would probably be in the 2 million mark as well, especially if he was more central as opposed to playing wide. What about yourself, Wimby? What do you think for yourself?
I'm going to go shameless Reading. I want to see a Michael Olise card, who is just, you know, for a teenager, is just tearing it up in the Championship. He's going to go to the Premier League, whether it's with us or somebody next season. He's currently just got a 67 rated silver card and 3-star, 3-star. Needs to be a 5-star skills, 3-star weak foot. Even if it's just an objective or a silver stars kind of player, I would just love that. I think he's got a decent shout of getting in the Championship team of the season if he manages to get a couple more goals before the end of the campaign. But yeah, that'll be for me. What about for you? I'll rephrase that. Which Rangers player for you?
Well, I'm not going to go shamelessly Rangers as much as I'd love to see Ryan Kent. For me, I'd like to see Jack Grealish get a foot birthday.
Okay.
I think, you know, he's probably, as I say, he's one of probably the players of the season. Maybe not playing for one of the biggest, I take that back, maybe not one of the most fashionable clubs, certainly one of the biggest in England, in Aston Villa. But I think he's going to probably make team of the season for the Premier League, I would imagine. And I'd like to see him with a 4-star skills and 5-star weak foot.
Did you do his nominee card?
I did, and I have used them occasionally. But I just think he'd look really good in game as a foot birthday. Probably would be about $2 million as well, though, wouldn't he? Unfortunately, from that point of view, being a the Premier League tax that you pay. But I definitely Jack Grealish, around about 90, 4-star skills, and 5-star weak foot, I think would be an absolute dynamite card.
Yeah, no, agreed. The nice thing about this is it just. I was listening to another show the other day, and they were talking about. I think it was possibly the Fanatic guys talking about how this FIFA, at least for all of the issues some people have got with it, you do actually see a lot of different sides and a lot of different players being used. Yes, of course, you've got loads of Varans and Mendy's out there. But other than that, you do actually see a nice variety of player compared to FIFA, FIFA 20, where it was a hell of a lot of Ben Yedders lurking everywhere. And just simply because, the 5-star weak foot was so the meta and so important in that game that it just sort of really did rule out. Whereas this time around, that 5-star weak foot isn't as important. If anything, it's more the skill move. So you do get a nice variety of teams. I think Future Stars has spiced things up. What If has spiced things up. And I'd like to see Foot Birthday spice things up as well. I did ask our Twitter followers as well some of their favourites for, either going forward or in the past. And to Sweaty Banana, big shout out to him. He pointed out Alien St. Maximan's FIFA 20 card. And that was a source card. That was well over a million coins beyond Team of the Season. That had longevity, that card.
I almost think that card is gold card is better this year.
Really?
So, yeah, I've certainly seen a lot of it, especially with the Giroud objective, and it's a left winger. I think he's left wing. And that just, I've seen the guys, some guys have played, not me, I hasten to add, guys have played pulling off skill moves with that card, and it looks an absolute dynamite. So I think a foot birthday one would be easily the 2 million if Saka was 2 million.
Yeah, I mean, he had his foot freeze card, but I don't see a lot of that around. It was the same with Dembele as well. I think the general consensus, I mean, they were very, very highly priced when they came out. And obviously, I don't think the supply was huge on them. But I don't see either of them a lot, which is surprising. Because, yeah, especially in the early weeks, that St. Maximin card was, a real terror. His foot freeze card at the moment will cost you about 900,000 coins on PS and 630 on Xbox. But, it's quite a divisive card as well. Over 33% of people on Footbin are giving that a thumbs down. So, yeah, maybe if he gets that 5-star weak foot upgrade, it'll turn things around.
That would be a very scary card, that one.
Pyman wants a double 5-star Almiron. an old man foot pointing out last year's foot birthday Griezmann. That was a nice card as well. And Griezmann always gets special cards. I know he's got. Is it a headliner this year, or is it a road to the final? It's a road to the final card. Which is really cheap again, 225. It's great. Sometimes you forget these cards exist. It's like the road to the final has Hazard. Have you ever seen one of those in the wild?
No. I have a friend who has one who packed untradeable. So he's delighted. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's somebody who's probably. I think Hazard's maybe struggled, and I don't watch a lot of the Liga, but I think he's probably his career's kind of stumbled a little bit, hasn't it, since he's left Chelsea. He doesn't seem to be as quoted as much. I know he's had some bad injuries as well. So I think that probably affects his card and people forget about him.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I'm looking at it now. It's, a million coins on Xbox, 1.2 on PS, 4-star, 92 rated now with Rails Progress. And the price has been pretty much the same since, it was around about 850 at the turn of the year and rose around. But yeah, it's a card not to sleep on if you've got a million, especially with that link to Mr. Mendy. Very easy for you to get him into your side. So, there you go. I might even have to pick him up myself now. I've been talking about him.
And I think, to be fair to Real Madrid, the draw's not the worst they could have got. Liverpool are struggling.
Yeah.
Real's kind of coming on to a bit of a game as well. They seem to have said another two goals for Benzema. So hopefully his headliner card gets an upgrade in the team of the week. But so that he could go again, for that point of view. You could see him being, I don't know if they get if they win the first leg again and go through, he'll go to 94. But certainly if they go through, he'll go to 93. And then you're starting to get a meta type player.
Yeah. So maybe I'll have to buy him and do a review on him. I'm trying to accumulate some coins at the moment, trying to go for a certain R9, but I feel a long way off that. I'm using the late night opportunities that I am afforded by having a 4 week old baby to try and do some trading late night. But yeah, it's a bit of a slog. And the market at the moment is, we need Paul on the show really, but the market at the moment, just all over the place. You know, team of the week players, absolutely. And this is a call to arms as well. If you are sat there and you have some low rated team of the week cards, you know, the 76, 77s that you sometimes pick up, and you've not discarded them by now, sell. Because the lowest rated team of the weeks are just going for, you know, near maximum. A lot of them are extinct. I picked up Andy Yeardom just because I'm a Reading fan. 80 rated right back. Sold him. He was extinct at 30K. So wow. Definitely cash in. Now, most of these players will pop back up on the market much lower. That's if you even want them. So yeah, definitely go have a look through your clubs and, you know, cash in on those guys, because yeah, I would imagine we'll see some sort of a team of the week SBC in the near future, because I don't think EA will want team of the weeks to be that expensive and near extinct. And also, of course, people will be opening up their packs on Friday, hopefully picking some of those foot birthday cards that we've talked about. But are you doing any sort of prep for it? Have you got any packs saved?
Yeah, I've got my packs. I'm saving up for the Ben Stiller prime moments icon. Gianfranco Zola doing his best Freelander impression. He's I've got his baby, and I have to say his baby's absolute dynamic. So I'm going to stick with Zola. That's the card I've got my eye on. He's at 1.2 on PlayStation at the moment. If he drops near the million or the 1.1, then I'm probably going to snap him up.
Do it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give Weekend League a miss this weekend, because I'm hoping there's going to be some foot birthday objectives and some new sort of stuff out to do. Because doing the Giroud was really good fun. We had FIFA more fun this weekend. So that's what I'm looking for, fun this weekend.
Just going to say, before we go, I think we're roughly sort of halfway through the FIFA 21 cycle now. If you had to give it a grade overall, where would you give it? What would you put it at so far?
Take all the EA stuff to the side, because that's I would have gave it probably an 8 or a 9, but the fact is that unfortunately it's difficult to combat the 5 at the back at the moment. I played a guy at Weekend League yesterday, and I had 71% possession. He had 29. He had 3 shots on target, and he beat me 3-1. It was 2 through balls at the end of the game that he won on, and I messaged him and says, look. Can't be. Message says, do you enjoy the formation or do you just want to win? Unfortunately,
He got tilted.
I wasn't being cheeky. I just asked the question, and I was being very polite. I wished him the best of luck, and he messaged me back and says, "Look, give the game up. You're not very good," which is fine. I accept that. It's not a problem. I just wanted to know, you know, why these guys who play 5 at the back can be much fun. So for me, I'll stop rambling. I would give it 8 or 9. I think 5 at the back, and the fact you can't, you know, headers are turned off, you can't really score with a header, I would probably give it maybe a 7. Knock a point off for 5 at the back. What about yourself?
Yeah, I think about 7, maybe 7.5. I think I certainly really enjoyed it at the start of the game. I'm a big, you know, someone that used to enjoy whipping in crosses, and they were back at the start of the game. You could whip in some great low-driven crosses and score some cracking volleys. And they've just slowly nerfed the game attacking-wise, and quality of defence has caught up as well. So it's a little bit, and you say that 5 at the back meta seems to have snuck in somewhere. So, yeah, I think, again, we're going over old ground here, but I really liked all the friendly objectives and things like that they've done. Taking that out of rivals has been great. So, yeah, overall, yeah, about a 7.5 out of 10 for me. So room for it to go up, certainly. I'm hoping it doesn't go down. And foot birthday. Said it was around. This was around about the time last year I got into the game. Of course, being a year since the UK went into lockdown, and I imagine quite a few people picked up the game for either the first time or really got seriously into it. So, yeah, Foot Birthday was around just as I was starting the game. Certainly couldn't afford any of those players this time last year, but I'm looking forward to getting it. Do you think they'll put in any really spicy players? I mean, last year they had Mbappe.
I think you might see Neymar.
I was thinking that.
Because I think he's had one in-form card, hasn't he, all year. So he's 92 rated. So him going to 95. I suppose their problem is that Neymar will always probably get in team of the season for La Liga, and Mbappe probably as well. But I think Neymar, I mean, I don't know if Messi is the meta anymore.
I thought his team of the year card is brilliant. That loan card I've used in friendlies, I think it's fantastic. The only thing that we're counting against Neymar, of course, is he's already five-star.
Yeah.
So let's say go out and create a special six-star skill move.
Six-star skill move.
maybe not, but...
Oh, what about Haaland?
Yeah, again, he's had so many special cards, though.
But I don't know what his... has he got a problem with his... I'll just check his card, actually. His weak foot, is that maybe an issue sometimes for him?
Yeah, three-star weak foot.
So if he went to a five-star weak foot, maybe that would be deadly.
Oof. Yeah, he has got power. Again, he's one of these players, certain people, myself included, I cannot get on with you know, to use the term, clunky players. You know, Didier Drogba is one of my favourite football game players of all time. And I was so excited to get my hands on him last year and this year. And both times, I'm too simple. I can't get on with them. But again, who knows what the right upgrade and the right tweak can do to a card. So, look, we'll keep our eyes out. And that just about wraps it up. Anything else to bring up today, Chris?
No, it's a great show. I think we tried to keep it fun, didn't we? So I think it's been a really good, hopefully it's been a good show for everybody who's listened.
Yeah, and as I said, last week obviously got quite heavy. There is some things from EA that they've released another set of comments in relation to some of the issues brought up last week in terms of squad attainability. But I think we'll leave that one for Wednesday. We'll let the dust settle on that. And just try and end on a bit of a positive note because it's only just come out. So, I think that's it. I'm just excited about Friday. I said I've got about 50 odd packs myself saved.
Oh, so brilliant.
I haven't opened anything for about 2 weeks. I've got an itchy trigger finger. I see that little red dot hovering above it when I open the companion app. I'm on store. And I'm just like, maybe I'll just open up one of these packs.
No, don't do that.
Staying strong.
Just one last question for you then, mate.
Go for it.
Who is the coolest person in the hospital?
I don't know. Who is the coolest person in the hospital?
The ultrasound guy.
Oh my word! Wow, I, you know, that is I care like that. I'm keeping that in the show.
Thank you, mate.
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
I'm here all week.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, both of us won't be here all week. The show is continuing with its every other day while Ingvi rests up and John gets a chance to catch his breath and work on some other bits and pieces. And I'm still indisposed. I said, I'm lucky enough to get away for 45 minutes to record this now, but yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday. I believe John's going to be back. Not sure who's with him. He'll be back. And then of course, I'd love a show on Friday as well. If you like Chris's jokes, by all means, join us in the Discord, which you get access to if you are one of our Patreons. Go over to patreon.com/footinreview. The lowest tier starts at around about £3 a month. You know, it's what, 50p a week? I promise you, it's worth it. If you like talking about this game, if you like bouncing ideas off people, it's a really fun, great community. I was in the community before I ever started doing this show, so I can certainly vouch for it. It gets you a host of benefits, including discounted coaching as part of Foot Coaching with Aaron and John. If you want to try and book a session with them, being a member helps get you discounts on that. And you can also go and buy our merch. Lots of other great things as well. Oh, and a big thank you as well. I wanted to say to everyone who left a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. It makes such a big difference, guys. If you're listening to this, again, I'll include the link with the show description, but it's that if you can't afford to support the show financially, which we very much understand, just go and drop it in and just drop it, you know, a 2-3 sentence review. It just helps push it up, gets us out to more people, and then hopefully we can just keep growing the show.
I'll give you more jokes, I promise, if you leave us 5-star reviews. Or I won't. Just say you don't want any more jokes and this will always leave a 5-star review.
Yeah. Chris's Comedy Cabaret. You you know, you may have heard it here first. But no, mate, thank you once again for joining us again. Not quite as heavy as last week, but it's been a pleasure being in your company again.
It's been absolutely great. Thanks, mate.
And without further ado, let's drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. F-U-T. T. T. Interview. F-U-T.